And they just rinsed and repeated nonstop. Everything that popped up, every single idea. You see that? Can we slow that down? Can somebody get it? I got it. Look, I'm no bullshit. Ready? See if I can do it quick. Do you see it? Oh, talking of top G, Mr. Miyagi. Right then, boys, welcome back to another video and a completely different background, even though, to be honest, it actually looks the same as the one over there. In this video, I want to talk about something that I've spoken about a lot on the channel, but never actually. I don't think I've ever titled a video this, but it's men who think in decades are dangerous. And I'm quite. I don't want to use the word famous, but it's quite famous on this channel, this concept, because I've used it a lot in a lot of different videos, and a lot of you guys have really resonated with it and really thought it was that it was a good idea, which is very kind of you. I appreciate that. Now, before we start, guys, if you want to join the school community, obviously the links are below. $49 per month, £38 per month. The price will be going up soon, probably December 1st. So get in now. There's workout videos on there, all of the courses. There's live calls. Everything's been recorded. So you've got, I mean, thousands of hours to catch up on as soon as you arrive. And I'm planning to do a podcast very soon. So literally within months. So that'll be exclusively on school. And then the clips will be on YouTube. So we'd love to have you there. It's a great community. We've got a call tonight at 9 p.m. my time, but 8 p.m. GMT. And that is a live Q&A, so you can ask me whatever you want. But let's get straight back into the video, guys. Oh, also, if you're in the school community, you're going to get a discount on the supplements and the clothing when it comes out in like 2 weeks, 10 days to 2 weeks. So there'll be discount codes that you can only find in school. All right, guys. So it's well worth every penny. Now, many think in decades are dangerous. Let me explain the concept. So my idea behind men who think in decades are dangerous is that your decision making is altered by the timeline that you apply to things. So let's put this into context. If you were trying to plan something, let's say a success journey, you wanted to get rich and you wanted to get in shape, right? And you said, I'm going to give myself a year. Your decision making is going to be terrible because you're going to rush everything. If you want to get in shape in a year, you're probably going to do two things. You're probably going to starve yourself, stuff your face, and then additionally, probably going to take steroids because it's the only way realistically you're going to get the perfect body in a year. So that's what I mean. Your decision making ends up becoming horrendous. And that is congruent when it comes to success, anything that you do in life, right? So it's not necessarily that, you sit there and you just think, oh, in 10 years' time or whatever. It's the decision making that comes as a byproduct of that. So I've always told you guys to be patient. Now, patience in itself is a terrible quality. I think wanting things yesterday is the better quality. I think wanting to be successful immediately and going after it is brilliant, but your decision making will be altered. And if you want success immediately, what you're going to do is you're going to take shortcuts. You're going to do get rich quick schemes and stuff like that, which historically hasn't worked, right? Like, for example, I could go, guys, I've released merch. Here's a white tee with First Man across it. And yeah, I might make like 50K or something like that. And just like, I don't know, just get some crazy Chinese profit margins. But I don't want to do that. So yeah, you can see it online as somebody posts, look how much money I made doing this. And then they sell a course on how to make money off merch and whatnot. And it's just short term. It's very short lived. And I think if you're going to make decisions based off, a decade, hence many thinking decades are dangerous, then it's probably going to be the correct decision. In a documentary which is on the school community called Fatherless Generation, you guys can, I mean, I've released a preview and the trailer on this channel, you can go and watch them. James Sexton, a divorce lawyer, he gave some really good advice. He said that the advice he's given to his sons is the hard thing to do and the right thing to do is usually the same thing. Now, the thing that takes the longest is usually the right thing to do as well. I would add to that. I would say that the thing that entails long-term decision making and patience is usually the right decision. And when you make decisions based on that, things tend to go well because you're not rushing them. You're not saying we need money now, and you're building foundations. You're building something that's going to last. That is my logic behind many thinking decades are dangerous. I mean, for example, you can see that. I've always talked about hollow cheeks. You can just see them. They're there, right? I didn't have these like 6, 7, 8 years ago, but I was making videos on it and people were taking the piss. People were just like, oh, but you don't have hollow cheeks. It's so stupid. I just thought in decades. I just knew that they were going to happen because I knew what I had to do. So I just structured my life around it. You know, certain lines like this, being in shape. I was like, I'm just going to give it 10 years and see where I end up. And at 32 years old, after starting this entire journey at about 21, I would say I pretty much pulled it all off in a decade. I would say I'm about 3 months away from everything I ever wanted, which is pretty crazy when you think about it, guys. So it's proof. You know, you're not, this isn't coming from somebody who's talking shit. This is coming from somebody who's ticked every single box in life, aimed for a straight seven system, and overperformed in a lot of different areas. So this is coming from the truth, right? And just to give you some examples, Mr. International, like everyone talks about overnight success, right? And I'm going to give you an example of myself, and then I'm going to dive into something that is probably the best version of overnight success that we've ever seen, which is the Tates, okay? So for myself, overnight success, Mr. International, balling on a budget. People see 1M House now and they go, which, you know, we're going to rename it 1M International. I think it makes more sense based on Mr. International and where we're going and what we're doing. And, you know, I was trying to make this happen years ago, and I was talking about balling on a budget, the first ever balling on a budget video. That's what 1M House is. That's what 1M International is, just traveling the world. Cool community of guys, you know, Born on a Budget 1 and Born on a Budget 2 and Mr. International. It's just a summary of that. So it took years to put together until I could create something like that. Now, secondly, the streaming platform. There's not actually evidence of this, but I went and filmed four shows when I lived in Toronto at 23 years old, 24 years old. That was for the streaming platform. Now, if you look at the first video ever on this channel, it's a video with Chez Rust and it's streaming platform level quality. I've been trying to do this for years. This isn't something I just made up on the spot. I've always tried to do these things, right? I was taking ashwagandha and maca and Tonka Ali at 20 years old. When I found these ingredients, I was like, that'd be good. I've since made a supplement out of them, which will be ready again very soon. Been out of stock for a while. I know obviously you guys love it. Men's shirts. Do you remember the first ever thing I wanted to do was a strong collared men's shirt? There's video evidence of this from years ago. Now I'm doing a full fashion line. It takes time. These things evolve. It's not just, hey, let's do this, and in a year it comes together. These things take time. This channel was a FIFA channel. It was a gaming channel. When I first started about 18, 19, I was making FIFA videos. They've since been deleted. Some guy said to me, oh, why'd you, like early on, he was like, why'd you delete those FIFA videos? They were going somewhere, man. You were going to be really successful doing that. Yeah, it's just crazy, like how full circle it comes, you know, after all these years. And people see it as an overnight success. Men who think in decades are dangerous. Now, I want to jump over to the Tates, okay? And I'm going to bring up some pictures on screen throughout. But you think, let's start with Tristan and then we'll jump over to Andrew. So you think, well, you think about both of them. They started in kickboxing. This was pretty much their aim. And their coach said, you can go out there and find the quote. Their coach said they were obsessed with being famous, especially Andrew. All he ever wanted to do was become famous, right? Like that quote is out there. Now, there's nothing wrong with that. That's his goal. That's what he wanted to do. And he's obviously since achieved it. But his coach said, ever since I met him, all he wanted to do was be famous. Like that's. You know, you look at their journey today and you think that's exactly what they chased after. And people see overnight success. But I mean, let's go through it. So Tristan Tate was on a show, a reality TV show called Shipwrecked. Okay, you can go out and then find the evidence. And I'll put the picture up on screen now. And this was in like 2010, 2011. And at the same time, Andrew was on a show called Ultimate Traveler. So it's a travel show. So both of the brothers are on different reality TV shows trying to get famous. Did it work? No, not really. Didn't really take off. Okay, at least they tried, right? Next, I think Tristan kind of took a back seat on that then, but then I think he's focusing on kickboxing. But Andrew went on, do you see that? Andrew went on Big Brother. Right, so we went on Big Brother. If you're trying to get famous, Big Brother was like what Love Island is today. Back then, 10, 15 years ago, that Big Brother, got it. Big Brother was like, if you, I didn't get it at all. I'm getting hammered. Big Brother was like, back then, 10, 15 years ago, what Love Island is today. Okay. And, you know, if you're trying to go viral, you're trying to get fame, like that's what you're trying to do. And they went on there with a controversial, talking about controversial, this fly is controversial. They went on there with a controversial viewpoint of trying to go viral and trying to piss everybody off and be the aggressive guys. You see Tristan on Shipwrecked. He was like bullying people, shouting them down. Andrew was doing the same. And the whole aim was to go viral. Like they had a strategy. You know for a fact that they sat down and went, "How do we do this? Like, how do we become clippable?" They're doing it today. Like it's genius. On top of that, Andrew had a controversial Twitter, crazy opinions. He was trying to go viral on there as well. He had a kickboxing show with Idris Elba. Idris Elba was trying to become a professional fighter. Guess who he was training with? Andrew. Like, there's a repeat system here. Like every show that popped up, they were like, "We'll do it. We'll do it. We want to go viral. We want to become famous." They had an agenda. They wanted to do this. Now, this, like I said, it's from 2010 to 2011. Now, in 2022, and this was even after like they were vlogging, they were traveling the world, they were trying to do all that. Like, how do we go viral on that? It just took so much time, and then they got to a point where Andrew went, "Fuck it, I'll do a podcast tour and I'll get loads of clips and we'll put it out." Then came TikTok, bang, it kicks off, right? And I remember there was a video about 2022 when Andrew was walking out of this building, and there was about 1,000 young kids around, and they were just screaming, "Top G, Top G," and I was like, "Wow, he did it! Like this guy's gone super viral. This guy is just, this is different." I was like, "This isn't like anything I've seen before. This is different." Now, when you think about that. That is 2010 to 2022, right? Until he went viral. So 12 years, 11 years for Tristan, 12 years for Andrew. That's what I mean. Men who think in decades are dangerous. They had a plan. They knew what they wanted to do, and they attacked it. And they just rinsed and repeated nonstop. Everything that popped up, every single idea. You see that? Can we slow that down? Can somebody get it? I got it. Look, I'm no bullshit. Ready? See if I can do it quick. You see it? Oh, talking of Top G, Mr. Miyagi. Is that cruelty to animals? I don't know. Would the RSPCA be on me? What can I do? Right? I didn't intend to kill it. I just wanted to catch it. But yeah, I mean, even Tristan started dating a woman called Bianca. I can't remember her surname, but she was super famous. That's a Dan Bilzerian move. Dan Bilzerian did the same with Lindsay Pellis. It looks accidental. This is what I'm trying to say to you guys. But when you break it down, everything is done on purpose. I'm sure Tristan went, "If I date her, I'll go viral. I'll become famous." Their coach said in the early days, they just want to be famous. They have this goal. They have this agenda. Big Brother, like you shipwrecks, and then Idris Elba, and then a travel show. Like this, it's not by accident. And then finally, TikTok. This is the one. We can do this now. Bang! They've gone viral. They've got everything they ever wanted. And there's people out there that'd be like, "Damn! I wish I could achieve the same level of success as they can. I wish I could get to their level." But guys, you've got to remember, like I said, it's men who think in decades are dangerous. They've been strategizing this for years. They went back to the drawing board and kept trying and kept trying and kept trying, and then finally it pays off. Like I said, like one of the earliest things I ever did was try and film streaming platform shows, and now I'm doing documentaries and series. Which you look at Simp Society, I've literally just released it about 2.5 weeks ago. It has 120,000 views, if not more. People love it. People are like, "This is the type of content this industry needs." I knew what I was doing the whole time. I took a lot of shit for it, but then over time, people see it and they go, "Wow, actually, that's incredible." Like that, I get the vision now. And it takes time. That's what I mean. Men who think in decades are dangerous. I took so much shit for One in the House, so much shit for the streaming platform. But as time evolves and people go, "Oh, this guy was right all along." You know, some of my viewpoints on like the male advantage, I'll give it some time and I'll be correct. And then people see, "Oh, this guy's just cope. He's just some guy in his 30s who's over the hill." It ticks by month, year by year. And then they go, "Oh, actually, the amount of people I've had come back to the channel and say, 'Do you know what, Chris? I found your videos 4 years ago, thought you were full of shit. Now I'm in a position in life where it makes perfect sense. I've gone back and watched all your old videos, and you're right.'" They're like, "That's exactly what happened to me. We're like, I wish I paid more attention sooner." It's so important, guys. Men who think in decades are dangerous. People who think 1 year, 2 years, whatever. I just go, "Right, what's my 10-year plan?" I am currently 2 years into my most updated 10-year plan. Okay, I've got 8 years to attack this, and I'm going to be 40 years old. It's fully underway. It's flying. I'm ahead of schedule. But, you know, by thinking in terms of a decade, you can do everything right. I can plan everything out. People always say to me, "Why don't you go and get like a McLaren? Why don't you go and get like a ridiculous house and stuff like that? Why don't you do like a major move to buy and stuff like that? And why don't you hire like 9 editors and 10 videographers?" And I'm like, "Because this is a structured plan. We're just putting things in play for us. We're waiting. We're ready. We're about 2, 3 months away from that." But I've had the opportunity to do that for years. It's ready now. I've lined all the ducks up and I'm about to shoot. And everyone will see, like, it'll be overnight. Oh, this guy took over the whole industry. He's gone to like 10 million followers overnight. And it'll be like, we knew what we were doing. We knew what we were doing the whole time. We've been planning this out for about 10 years. So, or at least like 5 years, but with a 10-year vision. And you can see it. You can break down pretty much anybody's journey. Nobody gets to the top accidentally. Oh my God, Tate just went viral overnight on TikTok. It was so random. Like, you'd never know what's going to happen. But like 12 years ago, he was going on like a travel show and his brother was on Shipwrecked. They're reality TV stars. They were trying as hard as they could to become famous. That's not me saying that in a negative sense. Like, I applaud it. Well done. You've achieved all your goals. Like, they knew what they were doing. And like I said, congratulations. Like, I think it's brilliant. I think so many lessons can be learned from that. And, you think Andrew's whole like podcast tour, like where as soon as he went viral, he was like, right, that's it, I'm going on every podcast possible. And I'm gonna have sound bites loaded up. It's not organic, it's like, this story's amazing. I'm gonna have a sound bite. This is incredible. Let's talk about this. How can we talk about this but streamline it? And what's the key word that I can say that will go viral? It's genius. Everything's a strategy. Everything that you think was random is usually a long-term vision, a long-term play, a long-term plan by somebody with just an iron will. And that's what those two have got. And I hope this can teach you guys lessons about how far you need to plan into the future. Like I said, and we'll end on this, men who think in decades are dangerous. I'll see you guys on school tonight.